Book of Mark, obvious passage here. Mark chapter 16. Mark 16, verse 15. I'll go quickly as we are running short on time. Mark 16, 15 says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Matthew 28, verse 18. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen." We all know the Great Commission. We've all heard it. We've probably heard a million messages preached on the Great Commission, and for good reason. Okay, missions is the heartbeat of God, it is often said. But I want to make a statement and a challenge, and then I want to try to defend it from the Word of God. So the statement is, reaching the world is the responsibility of every generation in their generation. Okay? So in the generation of the disciples, they reached the world. And now there are new people, and there are new faces, and there are new sinners that need to be reached. And the world needs to be reached again by this generation, by each generation represented here. Now, that's an easy thing to say, and we'll back that up with Scripture. Okay, let's back it up with Scripture. Before we do, though, I want to talk about one little thing that is oftentimes a misconception. So there's this idea of chapter and verse in the Bible, and I love the idea of chapter and verse, okay? Oh, you better give me a chapter and verse for that. Sure, yeah, absolutely. If I can give you a chapter and verse, I can stand on something extremely strong, can't I? But if we're not careful, sometimes we isolate it to chapter and verse. And I think in recent years, over the last couple of decades, Satan has tried to use that and actually cut our feet from out under us. Because now we've preached chapter and verse and stand on a specific verse so strong that if we don't have a specific verse, oftentimes we can't defend it. Okay, and oftentimes we get a little wishy-on-washy on whether or not that's what God says. So, yes, chapter and verse is a very important thing. God speaks very specifically in his word about the truths of the word of God. But when God gave the word of God, the idea of chapter and verse was not his only intent, okay? We take the principles in the Word of God, and you've heard these things before, okay? And you believe these things, but oftentimes you'll believe something in theory and in thought, but then when it comes time to practice, we don't do it, and we back off, okay? So God gave us his entire Word to us to reveal himself to us. That's the purpose of the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Okay? So, God sent the living Word, Jesus Christ. He gave us the written Word to reveal himself. We can know everything there is to know about God through his Word. But don't expect to go and be able to find everything you need to know about God from a specific verse. Don't misunderstand me. Please don't misunderstand me, okay? Every word of God is true. Every word of God is pure. Every single one of them. But if you are looking for exactly where in the word of God it says, thou shalt not or thou shalt on certain things, you're going to miss the heart of God. Because that's not how it is. There's so many passages where God will start listing things. And the idea isn't the specifics of the list. The idea is these types of things. And the list could continue and continue and continue and continue. What did they say in the scriptures themselves? The world could not contain the books that could be written about Jesus Christ. Okay, so what I want to do, all I'm looking to do, is just break this idea that I've got to show you a scripture and verse for the thing I made earlier, for the statement I made earlier. Let's look at the character of God. In the Word of God, the first thing we want to think about is we want to think about God's purpose. Psalm 46, 8 says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Old Testament, God's purpose for all of history is that all the world would know him. That was his purpose. He created man to know him. That's why he created him in the garden. And when God created Adam, the entire world knew God. And that was his plan, that all the world should know him. Let's look through history. We think about Noah and the flood, and we think about how greatly God destroyed the entire world. But the whole reason God did was so that the world could know him. If God did not cut off the wickedness would have taken over. And in his mercy, God stopped that so that the human race would not be cut off. He cut off the wicked so that all the world could know him. And after the flood, Noah and Mrs. Noah and his three sons and their wives, they came off the ark and the entire world knew God. It's God's purpose that all the world know him. You look at Abraham and his promise, God's promise to Abraham, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. All families. God makes a very specific promise to Abraham so that all families of the earth could be blessed. You look down a little further and you think about Israel and Egypt. Exodus 9 and verse 13 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart and upon thy servants and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I may smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed, for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. You think about Israel when it's established as a kingdom. David facing Goliath. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. You think about when God's temple was founded at the time of Solomon. 1 Kings 8:43, Solomon's praying, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee as do thy people Israel, that they may know that this house which I have builded is called by thy name. You look back through history. Every time you look into history, it is God's desire that all the earth may know that he is God. It's his purpose. We see God's purpose, but then we think about God's power. You look back to Noah and the flood, and what power God wrought so that all the world could know that he was God. You move to that story of Egypt and Israel, and what power God displayed so that all the world could know that he was God. You look at Abraham and Isaac, and you think about the idea of God miraculously bringing about a son in a man whose body was dead, the scripture said, from a woman whose body was dead, the scripture said. And what power God brings about that all the world might know that he is God. You think about the idea of the temple, or the idea of David and Goliath and the Philistine, the giant, the man of war from his youth against a boy, a lad. And David said, I'm going to smite you and feed your carcasses to the birds that all the world might know there's a God. And you think about, even in the temple, you think about Solomon's prayer. What did he say? Answer the stranger when he calls on you. Answer him. Whatever his prayer is, answer it, that all the world might know that you are God. And you get this idea. You see God's purpose, that all the world would know that he's God. But you see his power every single time. God is willing to use his power to accomplish his purpose. Let's look a little further, and we think about God's purpose, but we also think about God's power. Think about this. Think about God's people. In the day of Noah, the entire world was wicked. And one small family God chose and God used. Gave him his power, or showed him and used his power that all the world would know that he's God. You move a little further, you think of Abraham, a man whose body was dead, and so was his wife's. They could not bear children, according to the word of God. And God used them to accomplish his great and mighty will that all the world should know that he's God. You move further and you think of Israel, enslaved, bound, bondaged, whipped, beaten, overworked. And God used those people to help show to all the world that he is God. You think of David, little boy, 17, against a man of war, that all the world might know that he's God. You think of that verse when Solomon founded the temple. Did you hear what he prayed? He said that the stranger could pray. Now you think of the nation of Israel. They were God's people, right? Of course he's going to answer their prayers. But what about the strangers? God answered the prayers of the strangers that all the world would know that he is God over all the earth. He's not just God over the saved. He's the God over the unsaved. He wasn't just God over Israel, but even of the strangers, those who joined up with Israel, those who submitted themselves to the Hebrew law. He was their God too. And he showed that so that the entire world could know that he is God and that they might know him. The entire world, you think of God's purpose, but you think he backs it up with his power. And he uses his people. Now think of his plan. I like to call his plan faith action. You think in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and over and over and over and over again, God's power is activated when his people believed. Noah believed God. Moses believed God. The children of Israel had been crying out to God. David believed God. Strangers, when they come to him in prayer, believe him. And when we believe God, we activate his power to do a work that all the world might know him. Think about Christ in the New Testament. The Bible says, we're talking about Jesus Christ. He left the city because he could not there do many mighty works because of their unbelief. The power of God is not limited by anything but our faith. God's plan is for every generation to reach the world in their generation. And it is fully possible to do because God has made it that way. We think about God's purpose. We think about God's power. We think about God's people. We think about God's plan. But the last thing is we think about God's praise. In Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9, the Bible says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Revelation 5:13, it says, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Whether you're a child or whether you are an older child, God is worthy of your praise. God is worthy of the praise of the person sitting next to you. God is worthy of the praise of the person living next to you, working next to you. The next chair, the next building, the next county, the next country. God is worthy of their praise. He desires it. He wants it. He demands it. And the Bible does say that every knee shall bow. But God's power is for now. To right now bring people to Him. So here's the question. If God's power is backing up His purpose, and He wants to use His people, and it is activated by faith for His praise, what is your role? Right now, it is God's desire that this generation reach their generation, okay? Your generation to reach this generation. What are you doing to make that happen? The power's there. The promises are there. The enemy cannot do anything, no matter how weak that you think you are, because of the power of God. So what are you going to do? Everybody has a spot that they can fill. Everybody does. Not everybody's spot's the same, but everybody has a spot that they should be filling. What are we going to do to accomplish God's purpose? Let's pray and we'll turn over the service. Heavenly Father, we love you. And Lord, it's a huge, daunting task. But so was every other single task in the Bible that you so faithfully came through on. And Lord, we are such a small and weak people. But so is every single one that you used. Lord, we ask you to use us. We ask you to open our eyes, Lord, to see the truths of the Word of God so that we can believe upon them and act upon them and see a mighty work done. Lord, we need you and we ask you to be with us. Lord, for whatever decisions people need to make tonight, I pray that you would help them to do that. Change our thinking, Lord. Correct it so that in the future, Lord, decisions will be made for your honor and glory instead of hidden by unbelief. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would do a work in our hearts tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.